from KQED.
LA's love affair with the automobile is well established. The city does have about a million more cars than people. It's the birthplace of the drive-through food window, and it seems almost no one walks anywhere. So you can understand why Angelenos are a little surprised to see signs reading "Road Closed Sunday" popping up all over the city this week. Los Angeles Bureau Chief Chrissy Clark reports.
Aside from road work, it pretty much takes a marathon, a movie shoot, or a murder to keep cars off Los Angeles streets. But Judy Torres is fairly sure none of those things are planned for this Sunday, which is why when she saw the road closure notice here in front of her apartment,
I was like, oh my God, what is this for?
And so were her neighbors.
We just wondering about the signs.
I thought they were giving away some money or something.
Sorry, no free money. There is a phone number on the signs you can call. But it doesn't tell you a whole lot.
The first annual Ciclavia will take place on Sunday, October 10th, 2010. The event closes more than 7 miles of city streets.
So what is Ciclavia? And why is it taking 7 miles of streets from East LA through downtown and Koreatown and west into Hollywood and shutting them down? Aaron Paley has some answers, but first, a correction.
The idea is that we're not shutting down the city. We're opening up the city. It's really a difference of perspective. Vehicles temporarily can't have access, whereas we, the citizens of Los Angeles, get to have our public space back for this 5 hours of the year.
Paley's one of the organizers behind LA's first official car-free day. They're calling it Ciclavia, based on the Spanish word for bike path. It's not a new idea. Bogota, Colombia's had events like this for 30 years. Recently, New York and San Francisco joined, too. They've started opening a ribbon of city streets on certain Sundays so people can walk, bike, skateboard, dance, whatever. But how is this going to work in Los Angeles, the car capital of the world, the place that invented Autotopia?
We have become the nation on wheels, an automotive age, traveling on time-saving superhighways, free-flowing channels of concrete and steel.
Of course, things didn't quite turn out so free-flowing and time-saving in Los Angeles.
There's a steady stream of cars, as usual. There was a truck horn.
Paley and I are, gasp, walking down a busy street in a neighborhood just east of downtown called Little Tokyo.
We hear motors, like the internal combustion engines. We hear cars beginning to accelerate.
Paley says this Sunday, when the cars are gone, it will feel different.
It's just going to be people talking and having a good time, and the kind of sound of people with each other in a city like Los Angeles, which does not have a lot of public space, the streets are actually a really logical place to turn to.
Of course, Paley's going to say that. He's organizing the thing. But what about the Angelenos who live on the streets that are going to be off limits to vehicles this Sunday?
If I don't see no cars outside, I will probably believe that I live in a different planet.
You know, my son never has a chance to come out and play because we live in an apartment. So I'm afraid, you know, to open the door, right? So it could be a good experience, though.
You know, everybody could just do what they want, like you see in storybooks. It would kind of be nice, like a people's day.
Do you think people will actually get out of their cars?
There's a lot of them out here.
I know, L.A. is kind of the car capital of the world, right?
Oh, yes.
Maybe people will hate this day because everybody loves their cars. What do you think?
Well, I don't think so. I think it's worth it. I really do.
For the California Report, I'm Chrissy Clark in Los Angeles.